Hello, welcome to 5 Minutes of Apostle to Jesus Christ. It's still the same yesterday, today, and forever. Oh, praise the Lord. It's so good to be with you once again this morning. And I know these broadcasts are helping you. I know you are being blessed. I want you to send us a message. Send us a testimony of all the beautiful things that God is doing in your life through these broadcasts. And we'll be glad to hear from you. Hallelujah. Well, today I'm still sharing concerning the Spirit of God. I mean, we can talk about the Spirit of God till eternity comes because He's so wonderful. He's a member of the Godhead who is here with us and in us to help us to go the way God has called us to go, to fulfill all the purposes and the plans of God for our lives. Hallelujah. You know, and He's in our lives to help us. You see, He's called the Great Helper. He helps us in our lives. You see, when the Holy Spirit is in your life, you don't say that I lack help. He's your helper. He helps you with everything. He brings you into the glory of God, brings you into the purpose of God. Some people want to know the purpose of God for their lives. The Holy Spirit is the one to help you and to aid you. Acknowledge Him as the one who does these things in your life. And you watch Him do wonderful things in your life. Hallelujah. You see, one of the wonderful things that He does in our lives is that He brings the ability of God into our lives. He brings in the ability of God into our lives. You see, when you read in John 14:16, the Bible says, "And I will pray the Father," this is Jesus talking, "I will pray the Father and He shall give you another comforter, that He may abide with you forever." The word comforter is parakletos, and it means so many things. One of the beautiful things that it means is strengthener. So the Holy Spirit is in your life to strengthen you. You see, the Bible says that being strengthened with might by His Spirit in your inner man. The Holy Spirit strengthens us. He's called the Spirit of Might. One of the seven spirits of God is the Spirit of Might, and He is the Spirit of Might. He brings in the power of God, the ability of God into your life to help you, to help you. Hallelujah. Sometimes you feel so weak. The Holy Spirit is your strengthener. Sometimes you feel that you cannot do certain things. The Holy Spirit is the one who strengthens you and brings in the ability of God to help you do what you have been called to do. Hallelujah. You see, when you read in Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6, the Bible mentions something very, you know, very wonderful. This is one of my favorite scriptures. "Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, This is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, Not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts." You see, the might and the power is by the Spirit. It is not by normal human power or normal human might. There's very little you can do as a human being. You see, but the Holy Spirit brings in the supernatural ability of God into your life. You see, and by Him you achieve results that are according to God. You achieve the results of the Spirit. Hallelujah. He's your strengthener. He strengthens you to go the way. You know, some people say that it's not easy to be a Christian. The Holy Spirit makes it very, very easy. He strengthens you to help you go the way you're supposed to go. You see, He's your standby as well. When you've lost all energy, He's like a standby generator. When the lights are off, He's the one who brings in the power for things to work. Hallelujah. You see, He says, not by might, not by power. Jesus said that without me, you can do nothing. I know that. I've settled that in my heart that without the Holy Spirit, I can't do much. You see, so I count on Him and I acknowledge the fact that He's my strengthener. You see, He's the one who helps me to do these broadcasts and bring them to you on a daily basis. You see, He strengthens me and enables me to have ability to do it for all of us to be blessed. You see, so He's my strengthener and He is your strengthener as well. Acknowledge His ministry in your life. Acknowledge the fact that He has brought in the ability of God. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. You see, He has brought in the power of God. He has brought in the might and the strength of God. That same might that came upon David to do the things that he did and to kill the lion and to kill the bear and to kill Goliath, that same might is inside you. You can do things that an abnormal circumstance you could not do with your own strength. The Holy Spirit is there. Acknowledge Him and you'll be surprised at what you can do. When you read in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, from verse 3, Paul says that, "For as much as ye are manifestly declared to be the epistle of Christ, ministered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not in tables of stone, but in fleshly tables of the heart. And such trust have we through Christ to Godward. Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to speak or to think anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God." You see, Paul acknowledges our sufficiency is of God. Our ability. You see, the word sufficiency is ability. The Amplified makes us know that it is ability. I'm reading Amplified now, verse 5 of 2 Corinthians chapter 3. He says that not that we are fit or qualified and sufficient in ability of ourselves to form personal judgments or to claim or count anything as coming from us, but our power and our ability and our sufficiency are all from God. You see, he's the one to bring you ability. He's brought in the ability of God, and you can do all things through the Holy Spirit who strengthens you. Hallelujah. Acknowledge his ministry in your life. Say to yourself, he's my strengthener. Dear Holy Spirit, I thank you that you are my strengthener. I'm strengthened with might by your spirit in my inner man on every side of my life. Thank you that I'm strengthening my body, strengthening my mind, strengthening my spirit to go the way. Thank you that I live as a believer on every side in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you that what is so difficult for others to do, I do with ease. Thank you that my job is made easy because you are in my life. I'm strengthened to go beyond the normal working hours, to go way beyond that in Jesus' mighty name. Pray these prayers for yourself. And I see the Holy Spirit strengthening you on every side. I love you very much. I'll see you again tomorrow. Until then, God bless you. Bye-bye.